I have a problem with David Hetty.
You can open a set by being like really distraught and uncomfortable and slow and saying,
I want to know what
Hello, welcome. Welcome to I Have a Problem with David Hetty. I am David Hetty, and this is the show. So what's going on? Okay, I'm in Montreal right now, just sort of, you know, living the hobo way, just staying at a friend's place while she is away, visiting her family for about a week, and, I don't know, things are a little bit frustrating at this point, I suppose. I just listened again to the conversation that you'll be hearing soon, and it's a lot about roommates and rent, really. The entire conversation is about fairness in what one roommate who's on the lease charges, the next roommate down the line, who I guess has less power. So these are issues, you know, surrounding the talk. And the thing is that this conversation, my guest this time was Margot Williamson, who is an artist. She is a painter primarily, but she's also directed the film Teenager Hamlet, and she's also contributes to the blog backtotheworld.net. But the thing is that she and I have very different ways of understanding the world, it seems. And I know Margot because she's basically one of my sister's best friends, if not her best friend, I don't know. And Margot and I aren't so close, I suppose. You know, we're friendly for sure. And I think possibly because of our backgrounds, or because, you know, who we are in informs what we did, we come to this notion of fairness very differently. And I used to have this thought, what would happen if the only people who went to law school were people who really wanted to be musicians? Like, it's only people with this sort of, you know, musician's disposition that ended up studying law and writing it and practicing it, as opposed to people who are actually interested in law. And what kind of a different world would we have? And what would our notions of right be, and how would they differ? And I think it's a bit of a frustrating conversation. I think part of it's my fault, because I think I was a little too polite the entire time, because Margot's very good friends with my sister, I'm not as close to her as I am to the other people that I've had on the podcast. What also has been bothering me is in the previous episode with Daniel, a friend of mine got really, really upset with something that Daniel and I had discussed, and I ended up taking that part out. I took out about 5 minutes of the conversation that Daniel and I had, and I'm not sure whether I just think it was a little... she wrote me a very long... I don't know if I can go into the details, because that would maybe compromise again. I don't know how not to offend. Like, someone writes me a very long email, you know, maybe a couple thousand words, saying how upset they are that their integrity has been compromised and their identity, and that... It's also a gendered thing, I think. It was surrounding the issue of sex and what it's fair to say or not say about someone. And I just really didn't agree at all. And the one thing that's weird is that I tried to respond to this email so many times for hours. I wanted to respond to each of her points, point by point. And then I thought, that's too onerous, so I just write like a long letter of my own. But even that was too much. And I tried to, I said, what, can we just talk about this over the phone? Like, I think it's a little more human way of interacting as opposed to, because I know that I'm not going to be able to apologize the way that she wants. That's not just not how I feel. And I feel that when I write emails, things come across so much more pointed than they need to, because you know, there's a fun with precision of language. And, but she wrote me back saying it was a little too soon, I think, to talk about this for her. Which I guess I understand. Like, I know that, for instance, you know, it's a lot, it's really raw when you're talking to someone as opposed to sending emails. But I kind of feel like if it's too raw to talk about it, then isn't it also too soon to talk about it and communicate in any way, to even write an email? Anyway, so that's bothering me. Yeah, it's bothering me. I don't hurt people's feelings. And I think that, like, a super interesting and fair part of the last podcast was cut away. All right, what else? Okay, oh yeah. The first introduction I recorded to this conversation with Margot was one that I recorded at my old apartment in Toronto, and my then roommate was in the apartment at the time, and I was whispering into the mic very slowly so she wouldn't hear, because I was so angry with her at the time. Like, it really, it's funny because this whole situation, this whole conversation with Margot is about rent, right? I think I may have said this, about what it's fair to charge another a roommate for a room in an apartment. And the thing is that Margot keeps saying in this conversation how if you don't charge someone 50% of the rent, it can lead to a toxic situation. And what happened is the situation with my roommate at the time became totally toxic. It was so unpleasant. I remember sitting in my room and hearing her just moving around in the kitchen. Am I thinking like, oh, like these are the sounds of someone collecting their things, ready to leave, ready just to go. And then my roommate would say something like, oh, like what's this like weird smell in the kitchen? And then I would realize, oh, that's not a concern someone raises who wants to stay in the apartment. Anyway, there were lots of issues with the rent at the end of our roommate, you know, arrangement. And it was awful. I remember the first time when it really blew up, I had a comedy show to go to. And basically, like, for the first 5 minutes, I didn't have to do anything except just show people the sort of anxiety I had built up at the time. And it was hilarious, and it worked really well. And I enjoyed it, I suppose, but I don't think I could live like that because I would just go crazy from the anxiety. But now, anyway, my roommate is living in the apartment, so far as I know. She has the lease, and all my furniture is there. And, well, I guess that's enough intro for now. So basically, yeah. So I hope you enjoy this episode. And, oh yeah, I also want to say, like, I guess if you like this, if you want to support the podcast, like, just share it with some friends, you know? Or go subscribe, or give it a rating. But really just, like, you know, share it with people, because that's how these things get done. It's just like a really sort of direct plea, or just, but you know, just support it if you like it. If you don't, that's fine as well. But I just thought I'd say, like, yeah, like, don't be afraid to do that. So anyway, there it is.
Eight or so.
Have they been mostly guys? Or half and half?
I mean,
I don't know why I'm picturing guys.
I don't think it's either or, really. I mean, maybe half and half? No, maybe like, no, basically. Or like 5 and 3 or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. The only thing is, yeah, you just have to be careful, like, touching things and enunciate, and because the recording isn't, I have to get a new mic.
Yeah.
So I think it's maybe the second last one with this, but...
Oh, that is a nice mic.
I think it looks nicer maybe than it actually is.
Right.
And then it better than how it works.
Yeah.
Yeah, but thanks. So, because I didn't know if you were going to come. Because you sort of said you wanted to, and then never... I don't know if you were... For the scheduling, or you just sort of didn't set a date, or didn't want to agree to a date.
I'm not sure if I said I wanted to.
No? Did I? That's what Sheila told me.
No, well, that's Sheila.
Okay. Sorry, I thought that she would tell me what's... I didn't think she... Okay.
She probably thought it was a good idea.
I don't know. That's not what she said. She said Margot would like to do an episode.
You know Sheila.
I don't know. She's a liar? Is that what her... She's, no, that's not the implication, but...
She... No, I never thought it was a good idea to do one. Oh. It wasn't a desire. I said it sounded like a really good project.
Oh, okay.
But, I mean, Sheila's a good storyteller, so probably in her mind. It was like, oh yeah, Margot really wants to do one. So, that I imagine that's what happened.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm happy to do one.
Okay.
But, yeah, I've just been really busy, so I've just had I have a bit of a introverted, quiet head for like a month.
A month?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I have a lot of work to do. So should I tell you what mine was?
Yeah.
So, I think I was either at your house or ran into you, and you had said you were looking for a roommate.
Uh-huh.
And I said, oh, I volunteered to share on Facebook that you were looking for a roommate. And this is good. I like that this might be very surprising.
No, it's funny. It's not surprising.
The microphone keeps getting closer to me.
Well, because I would rather inconvenience myself in talking unnaturally more than I would ask you to speak in a way.
Oh, so you're going to talk louder.
Yeah, I'm going to. Yeah.
I feel like my voice can go really...
No, it's complete. You still have to... There's no leeway here.
So you're looking for a roommate, and I volunteered to put it on Facebook or something. And I said, when are you looking for, and how much for the room? And you said, I think you said like 500, and you're like, no, maybe 450. And then you said, no, 6. And you were deciding what to charge for the room. And then you settled on 600, I think. I don't remember the specifics. And suddenly I was like, oh, I can't put that on Facebook because... Mm-hmm. And then it felt funny because I was like, oh, now I told you I was going to do something that I'm not going to do. And I felt like I suddenly couldn't put it on Facebook because it's, my assumption was when you were trying to decide how much to charge for the room, that it wasn't just half of what your rent was.
That it wasn't?
That's what my assumption was.
Okay.
And I just thought, oh, I can't suggest that anyone go into that situation where someone's paying more than the other person.
Oh, and so you thought it would be half, and it wasn't in the end.
Well, my assumption was the room would be half, but when you were deciding what to charge someone...
Uh-huh.
That's when I was like, oh, I can't, I just wouldn't feel right suggesting someone go into a situation where it's unequal or unfair. Like, it just seems like that's just sending someone into a bad situation. It's not going to work out.
Okay.
So that's, not really a problem. But it was a funny situation because suddenly I was like, oh, I offered something that I suddenly knew I couldn't do.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I was in a rush, so I didn't say anything. And also, it didn't seem like that big of a deal, but also sort of not really my business, especially if I Like, if I hadn't suggested to put it on Facebook, I probably wouldn't have even thought it was a problem. It only became a problem when I was thinking of sharing it with friends.
And so did I follow up with you? Did I say, oh, you're going to do this?
Oh, or
did
no,
I
no,
seem
no.
disappointed?
No, not at all. Not at all.
Okay.
I mean, it was no big deal.
And so, okay, so the problem wasn't that I decided to set the price at something other than half of the rent, but rather that you said you'd put it on Facebook.
No, that's just how I thought of it. I mean, that's just why it became in any way a problem that involved me.
Okay, so it's not that you took issue with what I did, but here was a problem that arose
based... Because I offered something.
Okay, okay.
So probably if you had said that without me offering, I would have been like, that seems weird.
If I'd said what without you offering?
I still probably would have judged you.
For setting the price?
Yeah.
Why though?
Why?
Yeah.
Well, you have a 2-bedroom apartment, you're looking for a roommate.
I was at the time, sure.
It just seems really unfair to someone else to have it at a, for them to be paying more than you.
Why is that unfair?
Because you're sharing an apartment.
But are there not other considerations?
Sure, but that's the major one.
But okay, I mean, apartments. I mean, there are lots.
Yeah,
of,
clearly, because when you were trying to decide on the price, you were really not self-conscious about it. Like you seemed really. You know, it clearly was not something that you thought was a problem in any way.
Yeah, because actually, it's funny. I mean,
I probably didn't say anything too because I didn't want to have a debate with you.
Right.
Like, I wasn't interested in that,
right.
You know?
Right.
Like, for me, the number one thing is I couldn't send anyone I knew into that situation.
See, to me, that's so crazy. That's so, like, I don't understand this. And, like, I kind of had this, in fact, this disappointing contention with my current roommate. And the thing is that, like, I sort of... Okay, there are other things. Like, an apartment isn't... I mean, there are lots of things. First off, it's why am I renting it out? Like, what is the value? Okay, because first... Okay, different... Like, rooms are of different sizes, for instance. So, for instance, you know, I mean, it's
I mean,
it's,
but all those... None of those things are important to me. Like, so
totally
you're saying...
Important.
You're saying there are different things, but that's about you. That's about you, but...
I mean, but
this is
not
a fundamental situation of living with someone.
No, it's not about me. I mean, why? Because that's my... interpretation of the world?
No, because it's you. It's like, what's the value to me? What's this? What's that?
Well, it's not, okay. It's not, I mean, it's, I mean, that's not
it's
the main
gonna
issue.
It's going to be an unhealthy situation if someone, if I ever moved into a place
mm-hmm.
and realized the other person was paying much less than me,
mm-hmm.
it would feel awful.
See, the thing is, see, I had this exact problem with my
yeah,
roommate.
Anyone
thing, but,
is going to have this problem if they move in.
I've sublet many times and I've never asked the how much the rent is because in my mind it's totally a non-issue. Like, what am I willing to pay for my own living arrangement? But even if, like, what if I simply would you give it to someone? Would you put this announcement up if you knew that I was asking someone to pay less than half the rent?
Why would you do that?
I don't know. Let's say I had a ton of money and I just wanted company. And
yeah,
like,
sure. But you're in charge. You're in charge of that situation.
How am I more in charge of that situation than if I just... I'm still setting a price and saying... Presenting it and saying, is this living arrangement worth this value to you?
So you really see... You really don't see that that's a problem in any way and that that is a weird thing to set up for a roommate?
Well...
You have no inkling that that's like kind of a.
I mean, it's a
awkward situation to start off. Like the first interaction is an unfair one.
Why is it unfair? But like, let's just
because
like,
they're paying more than you.
I know, but what if it's like going to any? It's like going to any merchant, and they're like, "This is the cost of the."
I'm
wait,
glad
let me,
that
wait,
you
let me
think fin- it's so complicated.
No,
that
but
it's
let me.
So much more complicated than like sharing an apartment.
No, but someone says this is the price of this car, And it's not, like, for me, is that car worth the value? It doesn't matter how much they paid for it or how much it cost for them to build it. Because that's not my concern. What they benefit from it doesn't affect what I benefit
that's
from
a,
it.
That's a relationship between a seller and a buyer. This is a relationship between someone you're living with. Like, that's entirely different.
Well, I think that...
That you're seeing every day.
It is a different relationship. But I mean,
it's,
who knows?
Because landlord, like, you don't own this place. Like, it's about you guys. It's like two people and a landlord. The landlord's asking for money and
right.
two people are doing it. But you're in the situation where you're saying, this is my place. So you're inviting someone into a place where you have much more power than they do. Rather than saying, no, this is what the landlord said. I pay half, this is how much, like, I pay half, you pay half. Like, that's, you're setting up a different situation.
But it is there are different situations. Like, I have liabilities towards the landlord, for instance, which the subletter doesn't. Like, the person's not on the lease, for instance, and I'm furnishing the place. And I have to pay last month's rent. There's no deposit.
If that was clear, if it was really clear that you had a lot more responsibility, then you wouldn't have, like, sat there and had to guess, like, $450, $500, $600. Like, you,
yeah.
It was like you were sort of picking it out of the air.
But that's because I was kind of like, I don't know, like, if I put something out randomly on Facebook, I don't know who's going to come in. If it's a friend, like, I've had friends living here, and we shared it 50-50, because they're
yeah.
like, they're my friend, you know?
So you're treating a stranger that would be my friend in a more hostile way.
It wouldn't
way
necessarily
than,
be your friend. It could be, you know, two friends over or something.
That's, for me, I treat those people like I would treat my friends.
Okay, maybe it's not a friend, but someone I want to live with.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that person, like, I'm...
So, but if it's someone you don't want to live with, you're already, to start it up where they're paying more, you're already, like, you're dooming the relationship. Like, you're dooming the potential for a friend. You're dooming the potential for, like, why don't you charge your friends more if you have more responsibility?
Because I don't care to take that little bit of advantage that I can from having this property.
There you go. We're done.
No, but it's...
You're trying to take a little bit of advantage.
But it's not from this person. It's not. I'm not wronging this person. I'm trying to get a little bit more for myself.
Yeah, from someone else.
It's not wronging someone.
Sure, that's fine, and that's fine. That's your business. You know, like.
But it's yeah, but like I said, like, I've never asked what someone's paying rent when I've sublet, because I think I'm happy to pay this, and I'm still friends with people I've sublet from, because, you know...
That's great. Obviously, you don't have a problem with this.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so you actually go sublet...
I thought this was a little problem. I thought it was funny and no big deal.
No, I mean, I don't, like... Honestly, this really bothers me, like, this whole thing. Like, I don't, like, to say that it's a mean thing to take advantage, like...
It's not mean. What it is... What you said the words take advantage.
But like,
you
taking,
said the words I don't want to take advantage of my friends.
But
I didn't have
an advantage. Like, to me, it's an advantage for me in my life if I have a friend living here. Like, that's a great boon to my existence. And if I have someone I don't know, it's last minute. This affects how much I enjoy my apartment and what it's worth it to me. It's worth it to me to have someone living here. If I have someone I detest living here, this person's got, like,
clearly,
it's not
like,
worth
I
it.
Don't think you're, I don't think you're a this horrible person that's thinking wrong. I just, like, when you were trying to find a price in your head, I just realized, like, oh, I don't, in good conscience, like, I wouldn't feel good forwarding this to my friends.
So what if I'd said, this is the price, and you can say it's not half the rent?
That would be better. That would be a little bit better, yeah.
But the, okay.
Yeah.
But you think someone reads a sublet advertisement.
Yeah.
And the automatic assumption is this is half the rent?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
That's kind of outrageous to me. Not outrageous. It's
such
ridiculous.
It's not a big deal. It's so not a big deal. It's my assumption that people are being fair. I have an assumption people are being fair.
But that's
fair.
A notion. That's your interpretation of what fairness is and what's fair in this
situation.
And
your fairness is you're trying to get a little bit more to make it more to your advantage.
Yeah, no, but it's fair because I'm not fooling this person, because this person is perfectly at liberty to ask me that question. And so I'm not, like,
yeah,
it's
no, fair, it would never occur to me. It would never occur to me to ask that question.
Okay.
And I can't imagine it would. I just, like, and it wasn't even a problem. It's just like, oh, I just can't. I just couldn't do that. Like, I just, I would be sending someone into a situation, okay, and it didn't feel right.
What I find really weird, though, is that you actually took the second room for a while, not to live there, but as a studio.
Yeah.
For, like, what, 3 months or something?
Yeah.
Which was an amazing arrangement, by the way, because I was at work all day, and then you came here and had it all, you know, as long as you wanted or something.
Yeah, yeah.
And so what was the price we arrived at for that?
I don't know. What was it? Was it half?
I can't even recall. I didn't even remember what the value was. But did you ask about that when you said?
Yeah, because that's a different situation. Like, I'm subletting a studio. I'm not here all the time. It seemed, we talked about the price. We talked about, it seemed entirely fair. We talked about how much you paid. We really came to the decision together,
okay,
you know? And so that didn't feel bad at all. And it seemed, it's a nice place. I thought it would be nice to live with you when I was thinking about forwarding to my friends.
Yeah.
And it was a different situation for me. Like, that's why we talked about it, because I wasn't here and, I mean, because I'd just be here during the day, you know, so it's not a roommate.
Yeah, but don't you see, but different roommates use apartments differently. Like you're saying, you weren't, you know, you were just going to use it as a studio, as opposed, but
you,
I have roommates who've been away every weekend.
I don't know, if someone's living someplace, that's really different to me than renting a room to work in during the day. Like, that's just, that's completely different. You just said you were looking for a roommate. I don't know anyone who was looking for a studio. Like, it wasn't about a studio. You said a roommate, you know? So I was going to sublet for a roommate.
Okay.
Like, I was not your roommate when I took this room.
I mean, look, I
this isn't a problem. Like, you're so outraged by this. But, like, to me, this was...
I'm not outraged.
It was, like, a tiny little thing that I was like, oh, that's interesting. Like, you know, we're not even friends. Like, it's not, like, a big deal.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, but it doesn't feel good ever for someone to say that what you were doing wasn't fair.
So I've done something wrong here.
No, you haven't done something wrong here. No, I don't. No, that's not what I'm saying.
I assume people are fair. I assume people are.
I know, but no, you assume people have your notion of fairness.
Oh yeah, I guess not. So I realize you didn't. You know, so I'm like, oh, I can't suggest that my friends know me. They, you know, they're probably like me. Like, I couldn't suggest one of them move in here, and like, maybe you wouldn't tell them, you know, like maybe they wouldn't know until 2 months down the road that you were paying less than they were, and then that's just a toxic situation to me. Like, that's just,
that can become toxic. Yeah, but then I also feel like it's weird to ask that many months in, because if you don't ask it, anyway, I see what you're saying. That's your presumption. And that's never my presumption.
Yeah, never in a million years occurred to me,
okay,
would occur to me that,
okay,
someone was like trying to figure out a situation where they thought it was fair for themselves to get a little bit more money because I wasn't their friend or something, you know?
Okay. And do you think this makes me an unfair person then?
No, I wouldn't. I mean, I didn't think about you in that way. I just thought, oh,
I'd
know?
Like to determine this, because I get so many.
I know,
not with you, but like, I'd like to get some sort of sense as to what is the general consensus in society as to what's okay in this circumstance.
Oh,
because
for
so
sure.
Many people have so many different opinions. I've talked to so many people because I feel
sure.
bad when I'm like, I'm not trying to screw this person over.
Yeah.
Like, to me, that's fair dealing,
yeah,
which
yeah.
is like a legal, you know, legal concept.
Yeah.
And,
And you know, I did earlier say it was more about me, but but it's not like I was like, David's unfair and an asshole. I literally just thought,
you can't do this.
I would feel very bad sending someone into that situation.
You know what I'd like to do? I'd like to, you know, the ethicist, like in the Sunday New York Times magazine.
Yeah.
One time I wrote a question in. And I thought this is the authority.
Yeah.
And why? Yeah, it's certainly not. But I wrote a question once, and I received this email that was so snarky and biting. And I wrote something about there was some conflict at work where this person, we were at a barbecue at the end of the summer, and everyone was bringing a different element of the barbecue. Not element, like, you know, the hot dogs and the pop and all these things. And then this girl who was supposed to bring the hot dogs, she wouldn't bring veggie dogs. I asked for veggie dogs because she said they cost too much and as extra. And then she said, oh, but I'd like you to bring the diet pop. And I was like, oh, like, you're not going to make this little sort of allowance for my hot dog, you know, needs or desire. And you want me to make the same change for your soft drink, like, preference?
Yeah.
And I wrote this into the ethicist because, like, I don't know what to do. I know. What the hell? Like, why not? And he wrote back. He said, oh, like, sounds like a wonderful event. Like, who's bringing the firearms? And I thought, like, what kind of response is this for an ethicist to write back?
Well, you know, it's interesting because it's very similar to you defending your position on the apartment. Like to you, you want your idea, if I'm understanding it correctly, your idea of fairness is, like, exact. It's like, wait, but what if I don't know them and I'm... And, like, you want the exact measurement. And I don't know if the phrase is, like, nickel and diming, you know, like...
No, I don't... What do you mean the exact measurement? That's what you're saying, would want, I think.
No, I'm saying a base rule. Like, you're sharing an apartment, it's 50-50. That's what I'm saying. And I'm saying for situations where you're benefiting a little bit more or someone else is benefiting a little bit more, that's on the external of this base, like... The most fundamental thing you're sharing with a roommate is, like, you live together and you both pay the same amount. That's, you know, and like the nickel and diming about your attempt to, is nickel and diming the right phrase?
Well, but, I don't know how you're meaning it.
Well, just like really trying to get it, like, exactly where it's exactly fair for you. Like, that's what I'm imagining for your situation. Like maybe that's why the ethicist, because that's like, you know, I mean, it's funny because the girl was being petty, but you were also being petty. Because the girl's being petty, you know, like, you can let her be petty. Like, you don't have to be like, no, that's not fair. You know, like,
okay.
You can let this girl be petty and not buy your hot dogs. You know, it's like, so hot dogs and Diet Coke, it's about the same price, you know? And it's like, she's being petty, but you don't have to make this situation extra fair from your perspective by being like, no, that's not fair, I'm not buying a dollar, you know?
But then what's the solution? Just let it go?
Don't go to a barbecue with her, you know? Well, like,
it was like five people at the end. We worked all summer together, such close quarters. And I mean, it was part of my end of the summer, you know? Like, yeah, in university, yeah. Sort of thing. I didn't want to stay at home and protest or something.
No, of course not. I just mean in the future. Like, it's no big deal. Like, it's just... It's like, really, is like writing a letter and being upset about it, is that like less work than being the better man and buying Diet Coke and veggie dogs, you know? Like, it's just too unfair for you. It just drives you crazy.
I don't think you are the better man if you let things pass. I don't think that's a good way of going about things. I think it's...
But you're talking about hot dogs, though. Like if this is a person you really want to be friends
no,
with...
No, I don't.
Then you talk to them and you deal with them. But if it's someone you don't really care about, mm-hmm. like, let those, like, thing... Like, it's just, like, who cares? Like, you're petty. Now, the judgment, the fairness is you judge her. Like, oh, you're being really petty. That's crazy. I don't want to talk to you about this. I'm going to bring...
But then, isn't that just then saying, okay, I'm not going to stoop?
Worried about being a sucker.
No. But then, isn't saying I'm not going to stoop down to your level and I'm just going to buy the Diet Pop? Isn't that an incredible condescension? Is that a way of treating someone?
I didn't say stooping down to her level. I said she's being petty. Don't interact with that. It sounds like you're, like, concerned people are getting more food at the dinner table.
No, it's not. No, it's more. I don't even understand the analogy.
I mean, you know it's not like that.
Pretty well, because
you're
I can't
worried
be.
That you're not getting your fair share. You're worried about fairness. Like, you're like, no, this has to be exactly right for me. Like, this, and every time it's like this arduous effort of, like, determining what that is, rather than sort of assuming things have people are okay, things will...
But that's not justice, assuming things are okay, people are okay. That's more of a laissez-faire, like, whatever, you know, will come, will come.
That's not true. That's, like, the fundamental things, the fundamental fairness questions, like charging the same price for a room that you're paying, these fundamental approaches to life that are just general... fairness, assuming, yeah, sometimes people are going to get more and sometimes people are going to get less, but every time you have a major decision to make, it should be like across the board fair for everyone.
Okay, but that's just according to what you understand be fair. But
your fairness is more about yourself. Like, it's more about like, is this to my advantage, and is this, you're like being very careful. You're like, you're almost like measuring exactly what fairness is to you, rather than saying, okay, this is what's probably fair for two people.
I don't know. That doesn't sound like fairness. That sounds like self-interestedness, what you're describing.
This is why I didn't say anything. Because I didn't want to have a philosophical discussion. About the nature of fairness and justice, and like, it just, like, to me, it's
what
so
else is
boring.
There? Okay.
It's so
okay.
Boring.
Okay.
Like, it's, you know, I know you like this kind of conversation, but like, it's not like, it's just like, be a decent person. You know, like, to me, that's like, and I know for you, it's like, what is a decent person?
Right.
Okay. So if I had, let's say I put it on Facebook and you had decided 600, how much is your apartment?
That's not good. Well, I don't know. It changes. It's changed. It's changed because my landlord raised the rent.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think it's more interesting.
Okay, so let's just say that we put this on Facebook. I put this on Facebook and one of my friends came.
Yeah. And so you put it on Facebook.
I mean, maybe you think everyone's sort of trying to really look out for themselves constantly. I just don't see the world like that. Mm-hmm. I just see, like, I honestly see... like, people are generally trying to be fair.
Okay. I don't know about that. I think that you see the world in a way that's different the way that most people do. Like, I think that you take things generally more easily. Like, you said to me before on occasion, like, well, I don't worry about this. I don't worry about that. Like, I just, you know, I don't worry about where, you know, money's coming from. Or
if,
like,
that's
what
true,
I'm
then
do.
You're, but you're also on an extreme, I think.
In terms of...
Well, I've heard
worry.
You talk about this before. Well, actually, in terms of, like, what's fair for you, I've heard you talk... It's funny, because it's true. Like, I just thought this was a little thing, but now that I'm thinking about it, I've heard you say this before, like what's best for me, you know?
But in what situation?
I don't know, like, a long time ago, you just trying to sort of work that out with logic or something.
Okay.
Do you feel like you have to sort of work hard to not be taken advantage of by other people?
No, I don't think that's true. I don't feel like I'm taken advantage of.
Do you feel like you have to work hard to make sure that you're getting what's fair for you?
But what's fair for me? There's no such thing as what's... I mean, work hard is fair for you.
Well, can you put it in a way that you've been talking about?
Well, it's either... work hard to I don't know, I mean...
I thought this would so amuse you.
No, I don't. It's so abstract, the question.
Yeah. Oh, no, I mean the whole situation I had. I thought it would be a real easy
no,
one.
No, it's terrible. It's something I've worked... It's terrible. No, it's terrible. Like,
Is it worse than the others?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh my god, I thought I had, like, some comic relief for you.
No, because this is something that concerns me. Like, I don't want to be thought of as screwing over others. And then, I also, I don't know. I just...
Maybe things are easy for me because I always aim for just the exact equal, and I'm okay that things are never equal, and maybe also... I assume everyone is being the same, you know?
But is that, like, a realistic outlook, do you think?
Yeah, sure. If you see the world like that, it usually is like that. Because you affect everything that you're, you know, everyone's pretty fair with me. Everyone's pretty good to me. You know, it's very rare that someone screws me, I think.
Okay.
But also, I'm pretty generous when I'm thinking of other people in terms of their actions. Like, when someone does something, I always think, oh, they're... I mean, I really think the worst things in the world come from people thinking that they're doing the right thing. Like, I think a lot of terrible things happen with people's very good intentions, including my own. Mm-hmm. So I often feel like the worst things I do, I don't even know what I'm doing that's so bad, you know? But what can you do with that? You can't help that.
But isn't that how all action, all action comes about? That there, you have to think that you're doing something
right. Well, exactly, right. Exactly. So that's pretty easy for me. Like, I always think that everyone has pretty good intentions.
Oh man, no way. You think, no way. You don't think, no one, you don't, never, you don't think people act knowing that they're doing something wrong?
No, not often.
Really?
Yeah.
So even the thief justifies to him or herself that this is also, I mean, it's ultimately right in some sense of this person's
Robin
world picture.
Robin Hood was my favorite story.
I know, this particular kind of thief, I would say.
Well, I mean, some thieves are on drugs, you know, that's not
What about someone who's like going around and torturing other people?
Those are psychopaths, and that's a very small percentage of the population. That's very small.
It is a very small percentage of the population. Yeah.
I mean, I think people are horrible, but I think mostly they're trying to be pretty decent, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, when you were, like, trying to guess the rent, I didn't think, oh, David's being horrible. Like, I promise that didn't come into my head.
Right.
I didn't think, oh, David's horrible or David's an unfair person at all. Like, I just thought, oh, I can't do this other thing, you know?
Right.
And I, of course, clearly, I don't think you're a terrible person, and I assume that you're trying to get your fairness for yourself, you know? But that seems stressful, having that perfect fairness.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it is.
Are you feeling okay? I had no idea I'm the worst one. I thought I was this, like, funny little tiny thing.
No, there are times, like, this, especially presently, like, these things bother me, and there have been times when, like, I've had sets to do stand up, and I can go and talk about this for the first 5 minutes,
right.
And I don't even have to say anything because the energy and the nervousness comes across, which
right.
itself is so entertaining.
Right.
And but I can't live like that. I can't sleep like that.
Right.
And I don't want this type of situation.
Yeah.
And I feel as though I really don't like any situation when I'm dealing with someone in terms of like any monetary relation. Like, I never understand, like, when there's this ulterior motive that someone has, like, I go into a shop, I never know why the hell they're saying hello to me, or
yeah.
they're offering me this, or they're being kind, because I'm not in there to interact with this person, I'm in there to go, get a sandwich or whatever, and I, like, that's my main goal, and so everything else is to allow myself to get the sandwich, basically, and so I don't really, this person's a person. But I, the interaction with this person is so much more genuine and so much easier outside of the shop. And
because you're not worried that they're just after your money?
Well, not that they're after my money, but they're to work. They're there for their work.
That's so funny. I always picture people who are in shops where you have to deal with people that they've like, I could never have that job because that's too much people interaction. So I always picture those people in shops. They like people more than anyone does.
Oh God, no. Like, no, I don't think so. I don't think they want to be there. Like, I worked at a shoe shop anyway, like for a little while as a stock boy. But one afternoon I was put on the floor because two people went up for lunch at the same time. And this guy came in with the pair of shoes he had already purchased. And he said, I don't know whether to keep these. And he put them on and he walked around. And I said, well, like, do you have a pair of shoes like this already? Like, do you really need this pair of shoes? And that was an attitude where, like, I couldn't have cared less about this sale because I had no interest in it. But if I were getting commission or if I knew that I get fired or something, if I didn't make enough sales in a week, then I couldn't act like that. So, like, it completely affects the way you deal with others.
But it's not personal. Like, it's not, like, someone... those interactions are so... like, I don't understand what's so big about the interactions in a store that I don't understand what the big, what do you, like.
Like, you know, I try on a shirt or something, yeah, and the salesperson says, oh, it looks great.
Yeah.
Well, how the hell do I know what this person's motives are?
But do you know if the shirt looks good?
Well, I have my, no, I mean, I know to what I know, but let's say I want a second opinion.
Yeah.
I don't go to the salesperson. I go to some other, you know, fashionably dressed or stylish person in the store, and I don't want, and if a salesperson tells me it looks good, I won't, like, my tendency is not to buy it, because I'll think that this person is not dealing with me truthfully, and I don't want to be influenced to buy this based on their sort of commission.
Oh, that's so hard. That's so hard for you. These are, yeah, I don't even, I barely register any of this stuff. I'm just like, that's so funny. I'm just like, oh, it must be so hard to be a clerk. It must be so hard to have to wait on people.
Always lying to people or misleading
them.
That's
crazy that you think everyone, I mean, like, I don't think people lie as much as they embellish the truth.
But that's
know?
What, that's, okay, but that's the type, okay, that they, that's what sales, that's
feel
what sales
so,
is.
Don't you feel bad for them a little bit? Like, don't you feel like, oh, all these people that I'm, that are basically, like, serving me.
Oh, yeah, I get it. I get it that this is their work, and they don't necessarily want to do this. And I don't fault them really for it. Not
but
everyone
you do
can...
consider them liars.
Well, not liar, but they're in the context. And, no, I understand that they're playing this role. They're playing this role.
Don't you think that
as
the,
a salesperson,
who they are sort of is 90% of who's coming across?
No, I don't
like...
know what this... No, this person, like, in a particular... Look, if I was a lawyer, like, I was, you know, practicing law for a while, and it was so difficult to have to meet my professional obligations and my personal, you know,
right,
standards, and I think that was such a hard conflict, and anyone who would take issue with a case I was taking or something, well, I mean, that's a bad issue, but like, someone in a store is there to serve the interests of the store somewhat, and they don't necessarily always like that. They don't even believe in the product necessarily, and I don't fault this person as a human being, but just in this role at that time.
To me, it's people are very bad actors in my world. Like, I feel like almost none of us know how much we're communicating with before we talk. Like,
mm-hmm,
it's just, we're all so transparent. And like, for me, I just can't see it any other way. Like, I think it's an enormous effort and feat to, like, sort of hide the fundamental nature of who you are to strangers, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I just, if someone says to me, that looks really good, I still can see their face, you know? Like, I'm,
right,
I know, I it's,
right,
it's very hard for me to feel like I'm being tricked by people.
Right.
Do you feel better? You feel terrible?
I don't feel better. I don't feel terrible. I feel terrible. I don't feel... It's funny. No, it's interesting even because you're not... Like, the way you're coming at this is not in a judgmental way.
Yeah.
Which also is something that I'm a little... is a little foreign to me.
Yeah.
Like, it's not... maybe just I just articulate it differently. The reasons as to why I don't think badly of someone who has a different worldview. Because I tend to think that someone is either... No, that's unfair. I was going to say that I think that they're crazy, or they have ill will.
Right.
Like, they're not seeing the world properly, or they don't care.
Right.
But that's just implying, I suppose, that everyone who sees the world differently...
Yeah, exactly.
...is somehow... you know, crazy.
And I'm a pretty extreme relativist.
Okay.
Like, I'm like, I just, you know, I moved around a lot. Like, I have a default. Like, even let's say a lot of my friends have Christian backgrounds or Jewish backgrounds. Like, I always assume all the good stuff is in the middle of those places. Like, I always think, like, there's really good and bad stuff in each culture and every person, and like, it always seems and I know that's not true, like, I know it's a bit of a story I'm telling myself, but I just can't help myself. Like, I just always see, like, oh, if I'm from this place, I would have the same neuroses as this person,
right,
or if I was from this place, I would have the same racism as this person. See, like, I never think people are fundamentally good or bad at all.
I like to think that, cultural relativism is something which holds at this particular time and place on Earth. What the hell does that mean? I mean, I think it's endless. It's endless. You can't argue these things. You go mad.
What does
arguing relativism or absolutism?
I don't even know.
It doesn't
know.
Get you anywhere.
It's okay. I've never even looked up relativism. I just understand, like, oh, it's pretty relative. Like, I just understand I'm like that, you know?
Right.
But I don't think it's unhealthy, and I don't think it means that there can't be judgments, you know? Like, of course I judge. I'm an incredibly wrathful person. Like, I'm
really?
Like, oh, yeah, people are always scared of me.
Huh.
But I can be very judgmental, but I would never dismiss the whole person.
No, I don't dismiss the whole person.
Yeah.
No.
And I always see that their bad things are tied to their good things.
Hmm.
Well,
all right.
I didn't know this would be so awful. I can't believe I was the worst one. Maybe it's because we're not good friends, so it's not, like, I don't know you that well, so I don't know. Oh, this is gonna be horrible.
Did you have an okay time?
Oh yeah, but I had no idea that it would be hard for you.
Okay, but you're okay with this.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay, because you say you don't like these sorts of things.
Well, I don't want to upset you. I hope I haven't hurt your feelings.
No, it's good. It's good. It's good to understand these things, mm-hmm. and you're not doing it with ill will and feel,
yeah.
so that's fine.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Margot.
You're very welcome.
Okay. So I'd like to discuss this idea of a living situation between roommates being toxic, potentially, if you know, they're not paying... splitting rent equally, equal being different than fair. What happened with my roommate, the one whom I didn't want hearing my initial introduction to this episode, was that when she came to look at the apartment, when she was looking for a place to live, she asked me how much I was asking for the room, and I told her, and she took a look around, and she thought it was a great place, in a great location, and she just, it was furnished, and fit her needs, and so she took it on the spot. And things were fine. It was supposed to be maybe a 2-month arrangement or something, but she just had reason to keep on staying month after month. And then eventually I was going to get out of the city for a couple months and sublet my room. And she asked me if she could sublet it to a friend of hers, or to someone in her department. And I said, sure, that's fine. I prefer having my own friend live in my place and all these things, but whatever. It's not a big deal. So then my roommate asked me what the rent is for the entire apartment, which is different than asking how much should I ask for the room, which is totally different. And the thing is that this isn't like a very proud moment, but obviously we weren't splitting the rent 50-50. I mean, but I had, whatever, I had furnished the entire place and was on the lease and had liabilities and all these things. And, she never asked me if it was 50-50. But anyway, for whatever reasons, it wasn't 50-50. And I felt that this was going to upset her. And so what happened was basically I lied. I didn't say it was 50-50. I just said the rent was different than it was. But with the answer I gave her, we were still it implied that we were paying different rents, and we were, but there was actually a greater discrepancy than I led her to believe, and it was a terrible thing. Like, I felt awful. I felt terrible, and I think I mentioned that I went into the said later that night, and it just was pure anxiety, and it went really well. But I thought, like, this is sort of something that I'm going to have to resolve, and I was intending to resolve it the next day or 2 days later, because, I mean, for one thing, it was literally a house of lies, and it was awful. And as well, she said that when I told her what the rent, quote-unquote, was, she said that she'd be uncomfortable living there if it was any greater discrepancy, and so I didn't want her to be living in the place under false pretenses. I mean, that's an awful thing. You're completely taking advantage of someone. Anyway, so I told her that a day or two later what the actual rent was, and then what I thought was very strange was that she wanted to change. She wanted to retroactively change our arrangement, which I think is a kind of an unreasonable, ignoble thing to ask. Because I think that if you're sort of, fully cognizant and you're given time to ask questions you want to ask, and then you make an arrangement, well, you should abide by the terms of that arrangement. It doesn't... Why should what I'm... she agreed to part with X amount of money for her own... her own room, this particular space. I didn't think that the amount of money that she was happy paying was a function of how much I... and paying, or the happiness that I derive from my own living situation. Anyway, so what happened is we ended up sort of coming to a sort of a middle ground, and we changed what she was paying for the remaining months. And it's weird to me because, like, anyway, it's I don't know, the fact that you feel sad or bad about a situation doesn't mean that what happened was wrong. Anyway, but you know what? It was a situation where perhaps if there was no... I think it was like really... It was a courtesy to change the rent after that point. It was a courtesy. I mean, we'd agreed to something. And that's fine. Look, I just think the whole thing... to say that, like, he wasn't taking advantage of her to set the rent at a particular price. I think that she asked for the rent to be changed afterwards because she wanted to, save money. So that was her incentive as well. And I kind of feel as though she represented herself a little disingenuously as well by making it seem like an issue of fairness. Anyway, it was very weird, this discussion with Margo. I feel there was this notion of, we didn't define we have different ideas of what fair is, so to throw it around and to say that, to have said that I would have done what's fair, I think it's kind of like a presumptuous thing to say. I guess Margo, she said something like she's more or less a relativist, or, she said that she's okay with other people's value systems, something like this. But it's not a nice thing to have someone say that, in distinction from the way that you acted, that they would have acted fairly. I don't know. It was, if you're moving in with someone because you're friends, like, that's not a purely economic relationship by any means, but someone just looking for a place to put their head at night. I don't know. Like I said, I've never asked. I've never asked what someone I'm subletting from is paying to me. Anyway, so I guess what else do I want to say? I don't know. So, yeah. Otherwise, I guess that's it.